That's the real fear, that once they go in under the governance of the county manager, that the voluntary, the community aspect of it will slowly disappear, because we all know that unless communities and volunteers have some decision-making role in all of this, if at all times they're going to be second guests, then they will at some point walk away and they say, well, look, we leave that to the politicians. And this is not about politicians. This is about communities and the good work and the great work that has been done by both organisations in Donegal.
Now, Donegal County Council recently deferred a decision on the makeup of the Donegal Local and Development Committee based on the concern that the leader companies have expressed and the fear that that community involvement and input might be diluted. Does that give you some hope?
Gives me some hope, and it's great that Donegal County Council, you know, are doing this, because it shows that the councillors are responding to the real needs of the community. They recognise that if Leader is to continue its success, then it has to be rooted in the communities. And I, like many others, was at a meeting in Stranorlar where we spoke with the workers. I know the commitment those workers have. This isn't a 9-to-5 job. This is, you know, a real, genuine interest in and belief in and support of the community. And that doesn't come about overnight. And politicians have their role to play, but they do not and should not have their fingerprints over the small fund that's set aside for community-led local development. And we made that very, very clear to the Commission.